right, somebody who has not been on the show in a bit is our good friend Stephanie Smith, who's the president of the Alabama Policy Institute, with a long history of working in state politics and really in politics in general and on matters of conservative policy. Stephanie's just doing a bang-up job, and she is at the Alabama Policy Institute, like I said, and she's on the line right now. Stephanie Smith, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing well. It's good. It's good to be back in town and good to be back on with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Hey, by the way, I remember last time we talked, you guys had been nominated for an award at API. Has that gone down yet? Do we know what's going on?
We don't yet. It's in August in Phoenix. Okay. When that will be officially announced. And I'm looking forward to that trip. It's a state policy network annual meeting, and we will be talking about that award in mid-August. So.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing more. I think you're a shoo-in. I say go for it, but I don't have a vote, but I'm biased.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just dive right into topic. So yesterday on the show, I had a conversation with State Senator Sam Gavan. There is legislation being floated again. I know you're familiar with it, that would allow when and we don't know what the metrics are yet, but when local policing is not getting it done, that state right. would somehow intervene. And I think there's a lot to be unpacked about how they would even do it, what the logistics would be. But then there's the overarching principle. And I told Senator Gavan this on the air. I get a little my hackles, kind of my red flags go up with regards to big government. Give me your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, similarly, you know, when I read about things like this, I see the argument, because I do see that in a lot of urban areas, state of Alabama especially, but even some rural areas in different issues, there is a lawlessness that's happening. We see what's happening across the country where, you know, in certain jurisdictions, they're not even enforcing certain laws. We do have a few cities in the state of Alabama who have declared themselves sanctuary cities for reason or another. And so there's this kind of aura of lawlessness that's pretty frustrating for those of us who are kind of law and order people. But I'm not sure this is the best tactic. And so what raises your red flag is probably exactly what raises my red flag, which is I think that the intentions are good here. But this is not a limited government principle.
No.
Limited government means small government, and it also means bottom-up government. And so the accountability for governmental entities lies with the people first. And really only, from my estimation. And so when you every time you take the accountability a step away from the people, then you are usually growing government, but you're also making it less accountable to the people who have votes to make a change. And so if you have a city that is having inadequate law enforcement, which routinely happens, nationwide, but is starting to happen here in the state of Alabama, that is really concerning. And you know, if you're somebody who lives there and you have a family there and you have a business there, you know, all of those things are super concerning. So don't hear me say that no one cares, because I do think that people care.
Right.
It's just that this answer seems to be, we will take you over. And the we will take you over is where it gets a little sideways with me. And I'm assuming it's the same with you.
Well, it is. And, you know, and at the same time, I do know that when a school district is failing, the state can intervene. That's already state law now. And I distinctly recall, and I think Senator Graham brought this up too yesterday when I was in the state Senate, that there was talk of Birmingham trying to do its own version of localized minimum wage. And we stepped in as a legislature and said, no, it's going to be that's reserved to the state. So I see times when I get it, but so what's the fine line here? In your opinion, what would the fine line be on why not this one, but yet other things could be?
Right, and I mean, I will say that law and order and public safety, I would say that both of us would probably argue is, you know, right up there of what government ought to do. And so it's difficult to say on the one hand, well, you know, if your schools are failing, we're gonna take you over. But if people are dying in the street, that's up to the local jurisdiction. So I do get that argument. The problem for me is a philosophical one, which isn't always practical. But the philosophical problem is, look, we're mainly talking about Montgomery here right now. And so the representatives that are pushing this, it's a reaction to the reaction of Mayor Stephen Reed in Montgomery, basically blaming the uptick in crime and gun crime specifically in Montgomery on a law that has nothing to do with gun crime in Montgomery, which is, you know, concealed carry. And so that is not what is happening in Montgomery. That is him pointing a finger and trying to blame shift. We know that. But the problem is this. He was just reelected last year. So if the people of Montgomery had a huge problem with the way he was leading or the way he was hiring or the way his police department was operating, they had an opportunity to oust him last year and they didn't. Yeah. And so it's one of those things, you know, when you just look at the structure of government, you kind of get what you pay for sometimes. And it's frustrating, and it has to be frustrating for people who have property and live in the confines of Montgomery, but it also is a situation to where the leadership there was just reelected. And so you kind of get, you kind of have, you know, you end up with what you have.
I'd look at the same thing for Birmingham. I look at the same thing for Birmingham. I think that Woodfin's policies are just asinine so often, and he's constantly pointing. At one point a couple of years ago, he was claiming that how dare they pass an abortion, a pro-life bill, and that's going to cause us to lose jobs in Birmingham. Shut up, man. You're losing jobs because of the way you run the city.
Right. Well, and I will say the commonality between those two, in my personal opinion, is that they have higher aspirations nationwide.
Yeah.
And they're less worried about their actual job that they're doing on a daily basis and kind of into ladder climbing. And it's frustrating. It's got to be really frustrating for the people involved. But I do not think that the answer is to create a takeover of whatever urban system the state wants to take over, or it gets into a personal back and forth between representatives or a personal back and forth between the state legislature and mayors. When things get personal like that, that is not the way our governmental system is supposed to work. It's not, we are supposed to be a nation and a state of laws, not of men. And that's what this feels like, is that it's a little bit of a tit for tat. And the answer cannot be, if I don't like you, I'm going to take you over. That's not the way our system is supposed to work.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you, there's a couple of ironies in here that I find to be just like almost enjoyable. But the first one is that those two individuals we talked about, Randall Woodfin, mayor of Birmingham, Stephen Reed, mayor of Montgomery, they are both big government Democrats. And yet if they found out that we were going to send the state to take over, they would be opposed to it, even though they are big government people. I think that would be just almost hilarious. And then the other is that, dang, here we've got Will Barfoot, who's a pretty decent guy, state senator Will Barfoot, who's 100%. Touting this. And yet he's also got support from state representative Wandolyn Gavan, of all people, who is like one of the most liberal individuals in the world. Like, she's a freak show liberal. And yet she's actually speaking his language, and she kind of makes sense when she says it. So it's a debatable thing, but I agree with you. I think big government, this is not where we need to go on this one.
Well, and it's one of those things, and this is easy to say, you know, sitting safely in my office and not living through some of the things that people are living through in Montgomery or downtown Birmingham. But I will say this, it's like I said with school choice, freedom is hard. But freedom is right.
Wow.
And so, you know, will people choose to put their kids in a charter school or, you know, some sort of school that's inadequate or something that I wouldn't personally choose for my kids? Yeah, they will. And that is their choice. That's what school choice is about. And so it's the same thing here, which is, you know, a lot of times people will vote with their feet. And you hate to see that. But it's the way the world works in that You have a freedom to choose where you live. It is really unfortunate for the people who don't have the freedom and the agency to get out of a bad situation. But freedom is hard. And this kind of situation is one of those instances, in my estimation.
Dang. So if I have T-shirts made that say freedom is hard, but freedom is right, can I?
You have my permission. Absolutely.
Okay. I tell you what I'll do. I will do this. If I have those T-shirts made, which I just wrote it down, to be honest with you. If I have T-shirts made that say that, I may put the little API logo down in the corner. Just to.
That sounds good. Or at least send me 5 T-shirts for my boys. That'll be good.
Okay. We'll square y'all away. No worries.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, listen, Stephanie Smith, I know Alabama Policy Institute has a long, great history of standing for limited government. It's one of the principles that y'all is like on your defining charter.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for what you do, and let's stay in touch on this, and we may have more principles of conservatism and call you back in, all right?
That sounds great. I appreciate the time, Phil.
All right. See you, Steph. Yeah, that's listen, what a great – freedom is hard, but freedom is right. You want that T-shirt? I do.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have to get the merch store beefed up. I can feel some T-shirts brewing.
Need some more slogans.
So I literally the other day I sat there mindlessly designing a T-shirt that has a picture of a microphone and all the little sayings in like little speech bubbles all around it.
That would be cool.
I think we could do it, but I'm pretty sure that like you got that mug right there. I could see a mug. Are we just talking to each other right now? Hey, everybody. By the way, excuse Big Rig and I while we have an aside, but I just, freedom is hard, but freedom is right. I'm going to go with that. Take me to a break, Big Rig, while I plan out how to get coffee mugs and T-shirts made with that phrase right there. All right, you guys, listen, we're going to come back. I got more on this because there's been some things that have happened in recent months that go straight to the question of limited government. Like the Supreme Court weighed in. Oh, yeah, it did, in a big way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.